Yo, could you chill with that thing? You're making me look uncool in comparison. Now I gotta put shades on to compensate.
What are you doing, Rainbow?
I'm looking cool. That's what I'm doing.
Take those sunglasses off. You're not going to be able to see anything out there.
My vision is augmented.
The Hades? They gave him that vision goggles for a reason.
What is that?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Final scratch. I thought you were dead.
I was. Then they plugged my brains into my console. I'll have to catch up, but the voices in my head are telling me you need to kill you first.
Wait, what?
Oh, shoot! Damn it, it's time to get out of here!
Bring me back, what are you doing?
It happened long ago, on a night just like tonight. Within this very forest, beneath a full moon's light, she's called a necromancer, but what she does is worse. For death she does not bring, but instead eternal curse. She hides within the forest, the sunlight is her bane. She travels on these pathways looking out for easy prey. If you are so unlucky, you'll meet her face to face. And if you don't act quickly, then you surely won't escape. You'll find yourself enveloped and unable to move. You're caught within her magic and now surely you are doomed. Her eyes will flare up brightly, the spell is now complete. And before you stands your skeleton, there's near a blob of meat.
Monster, spooky, bone stealer, monster that you are. Your actions are unnerving, your motives are bizarre. Monster, spooky, bone stealer, only ever free. She wants to steal the skeleton inside of you.
Now hold up, girls. There might be something to this.
Hinky,
yes, hear me out. Fairy tales are fleeting, and rumors come and go. Not every story's meaningless, and surely we should know that stories have a reason, causation, and a source.
And just what are you saying?
Well, that's just real, of course.
I know it may seem crazy, but what if Pinky's right? This forest, after all, is home to many evil frights. If she is truly out there and wants to steal our bones, then we must stand together and not run off alone.
Now hold it right there, mister. Your words are falling short. This pony's just a rumor, a claim with no support. And if this mare were real, then some pony would say,
unless she's so efficient, no pony gets away.
It's gonna take more than that to scare us. Right, girls?
Why is she doing this?
I'm so glad you asked.
She seeks to build an army of spooky, scary bones. A skeleton battalion that's under her control. And if she gets the numbers, Equestria is next. Then pony kind will falter as the skeletons are pressed. She stumbles and she shambles along these very paths, awaiting for the victims to fall within her grasp. If you go out alone, you may end up her prey. Well, for that you simply say,
long as spooky bones stealer, stay far away. Become a piece of subjection, or face the light of day. Long as spooky bones stealer, don't you dare pursue. And curse you down to Tartarus for what you try to do.
You can't honestly be buying this.
Here she is!
No!
Oh, wait, no, that was just a falling leaf. Oopsie!
Well, I've heard all I need to, and am for one convinced. The bone stealer is out here, and she'll beg us innocent. Just bringing on us ponies, and what she does is wrong.
And she can't be that rumor, and she has her own song.
I met some real bad apples that make the lesser shake. But she's so diabolical, she does not take the cake. And if you ain't just lying, she's evil for one proof. Some phony needs to stop her now, and that's the honest truth.
Lies, spooky bones, stealer, stay far away. They go with your subjection, or face the light of day. Lies, spooky bones, stealer, don't you dare pursue. And cursing down to torture is for what you try to do. Lies, spooky bones, stealer, stay far away. They go with your subjection, or face the light of day. Lies, spooky bones.
Thank you.